final lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Kerry Murphy at Phoenix International Raceway with Marcus Ambrose. He's having some stew and he's not sharing, but you just got off the racetrack, newly paved, newly configured. How's the feel out there?
Well, thank you. The DeWalt team, we do it in style. Our truck driver, Sweeney, he's one of the best cooks in the business, so I'm just enjoying some of his hot stew. But I tell you what, it's a great new surface, this racetrack, and it's going to be very different to race around this place. Looking forward to the race. I think a lot of teams are scratching their heads about what they really think they need for the race. But right now we're focused on just making sure that we've got a good package, nice and reliable, and good on the long run. You know, this place here with the tyres where they are, I think it's going to be very different on race day than what it feels like here in practice.
How does it feel behind the wheel for fans that may not realize? But, I mean, you get behind the wheel, it looks the same, but it's not quite the same.
No, it looks different too. There's a lot more banking in turn one, and especially in turn, well, the dogleg now around the back there, there's a lot of banking to help you. Speeds are up around this place. We're going about 3 seconds a lap faster than what we used to do here. So, you know, the surface is smooth, the track's fast, the banking helps you, the tyre's pretty stiff. So it doesn't like to be overslipped or too loose because it just really makes it a handful. And I think you're going to see a lot of cars come and go during the day. I think it's going to be a really good two groove racetrack, and I think it's going to work out really well for the Phoenix track. And I know they're worried about this surface change, but I think it's going to be really good for the racing here.
Do you think it may change at all between now and the start of next year? It's like race number two. You kick it off again right away.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. It's going to be one of these tracks that ages. It gets very hot out here in the summertime, and it's normally pretty hard on the asphalt when you get that much heat around. So we expect this track to constantly change, but right now it's fast, it's cool, and we're trying to get the car as low as we can and get as aggressive as we can on the bump stops, trying to take the most advantage out of the aero as we can.
Grab a bite of stew there. You and your team have been on fire lately. You know, you're getting the ovals down. You're getting top 10 finishes. Did a light switch go off or something?
I think it's just a combination of hard work and the team getting better as a group. You know, we're really working well as a team. And momentum means a lot in this sport, but we've had to really grind our way out of a hole. We had a tough summer. We're able to bounce back pretty good here, and we want to finish well inside the top 20 points. And we've got two races to get another win. I'm going to keep trying, but I'm really proud of my Stanley and DeWalt team. We're just, we're getting better and better each week. We're getting to know each other and work on the bits that really matter, which is making the car go fast.
And how's the chemistry with your crew chief? You guys definitely clicking?
Yeah, great. I really appreciate Todd Parra for all he's done for me. Yeah. Just, he's an all-star crew chief in the sport, and it's just great to have him on your side. And we've built a good level of trust with each other and a good communication, and we're just getting better and better.
Recently, Speed started airing the V8 Supercar Series. They sent DW down there and Mike Joy, and I think they did a great job in coverage. And I watched a couple of the races so far. Those guys are brutal out there on those courses.
Oh, they do. You know, racing is a very popular sport in Australia, and the talent pool is pretty high. It's a great sport. You know, that's what I grew up doing, and it's where I really made my name to come here to NASCAR. And I like watching it too. You know, I sure like watching Daryl get a hot lap around Bathurst
right,
there.
Right, I saw that.
He spoke to me about it, and he was genuinely frightened for his life, I think. you know, it's a tough track. Those guys know what they're doing, and the cars are really fine-tuned.
Yeah, those cars seem like they have about as much horsepower, but like half the weight. They're little rocket ships.
Actually, you're not quite right there. The power is about 200 horsepower less,
okay.
and the weight is the same.
Oh.
But what they do have, they actually have suspension that works well. And
okay.
they've got proper... front end suspension and a really good 9-inch spool rear end with big good four link, and that really works well, and they're able to get a lot of speed in their race cars. And I tell you what's really nice too is they've got they don't run steel wheels, they run magnesium wheels, and you can get them a lot bigger, get more brakes in them too, so they stop really well. But NASCAR's made its reputation on being the most difficult cars to drive, and that is certainly true. And I think you see the best drivers come to the front. And I think the formula that NASCAR have is right. And I really feel like the NASCAR format and the style of cars we run are the best by far. And I really enjoy racing them. The biggest challenge, no doubt about it, for a driver. And very rewarding when you get it right.
That means a lot coming from somebody like you, so that's very cool. Another change that's coming up for the 2012 season, you guys are already testing and checking things out, is the fuel injection. What's the feel like for you in the car on that?
I haven't driven one yet, so you're asking the wrong guy. But apparently it looks
feels like a carburetor.
Yeah, apparently it's pretty good. So I had my first test this week in Daytona with the new fuel injection system, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Doing some off-season stuff. My show runs all the time, so I got to talk about some generic stuff. So one of the questions that comes up on Facebook is, for certain drivers, top three career highlights.
Winning Watkins Glen in the Sprint Cup car was a highlight. Winning my first championship in Australian V8 Supercar Series back in 2003 was unreal too. And probably... the photo shoot stroke media appearance we did with the King at the start of the year, to sit next to the King, driving for his team with Stanley, representatives right next to you. It felt like I really made it in the sport of NASCAR. So I put those down as my top three.
He seems very involved. He's always at the racetrack. How much feedback does he give you?
A lot.
Yeah.
And he's here all the time. It's great. And I'm really proud to represent him. And hopefully I can win more races.
How soon, we got Homestead Miami next weekend, then the off-season, in air quotes, happens. How soon do you start focusing on 2012?
Straight away. I'm going back to Australia with my family. Just going to use that time. 4 weeks we're down there. I'm going to use that time to really reflect on who I am and what I need to be better. And get stuck into my training and get myself in good shape. So it doesn't really stop. It's just a matter of using the break to your advantage.
And finally, you have a really cool name. My 2.5-year-old son's name is Marcus, so he's a big fan already. 9 car, he says on the TV.
There you go. He's already his favorite car. That's great.
Yep.
Anyone with a Marcus is born to be a legend.
Absolutely. Well, he's Marcus with a U, though.
That's right. My mum actually spelled it with an O, and it was a spelling mistake, and it stuck. So
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there's no special story to my name apart from my mum made a mistake.
All right, thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck this weekend at Phoenix.
Thanks.
Check us out at Twitter and Facebook.com/TheFinalLap.